shouted about tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. I was once in a place that was dark and lonely, but God lifted me out of that place and He filled me with the Holy Ghost. He delivered me, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. And if you're here tonight and you don't know what's going on, you don't understand it, and you don't have something worth shouting about, you can leave this place tonight with something worth shouting about. Amen. You don't have to leave this place the same. You can leave changed, different, delivered, freed. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Put your hands together one more time for the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Praise God. My God, my God. He's an awesome God, amen? Amen. Hallelujah. My Jesus. Praise your name, God. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. I asked to do this. Noah didn't have any idea that I was going to be introducing him tonight, but I felt impressed by the Lord to get up here and say a few things about a man that needs no introduction, but he deserves one. Amen. Noah Strand. Amen. My thoughts exactly. When I met Noah Strand, the circumstances were a lot different than they are today. But thank the Lord for His grace and His mercy. And little did I know that I would find myself in the same church as him years later, both having gone through similar backgrounds, similar walks of life, and God delivering us from similar things. And I just wanted to introduce him tonight, not because you guys don't know who he is, but just to reiterate to the CIP program and everybody here tonight that this is a man who came to the Lord from a deep desire for something different. And it's with that desire and that passion that he leads his ministry, and it's for that reason that we're all blessed to be able to have him ministering to us here tonight. Come on up here, Noah. It's an honor to work with you here at church, Noah. It's an honor to call you my best friend. I love you, man. It's an honor to hear you preach tonight.
I'm going to get you back for this. I was all geared up and excited to come up here and start yelling and running around, and Carl just knocked me right down. Hallelujah. Woo! Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm not going back. Just like the song says, right, P? I'm not going back. Hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated. Oh. Well, welcome, church, to another CIP graduation. Praise God. I'm excited about this one. I'm excited about everyone, but just a lot of anticipation. You know, CIP, there's so much to this, and there's so much besides just the class at Sunday from 4 to 5. If you've ever been a part of CIP, would you please stand? Like half of the church is standing right now. That's what goes into this. There is so much prayer. There is so much support. There is so much love and time devoted to this ministry to make this what it is. For those of you that are in the CIP, there was literally a battle fought just to have the CIP, to be able to go, to get our foot into the Dane County Jail and to be able to have a program like this. I don't know if you know this, but Calvary Gospel Church right here in Madison, the actual founders of this Christian intervention program refer to us as Miracle Madison. We have the biggest and best CIP in the world. Give yourselves a great big hand. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we absolutely could not have this if it wasn't for the pastoral staff, for Brother Hawk and his vision, seeing and just going into the trenches. Him and Brother Thomas and the pastors, they went in and fought very hard to make this program work. And there ain't no devil in hell that's going to take it away. It's been here, what, 14 years? Changing lives? This is God's ministry. And it's profitable. Praise God. So I just want to thank everybody that's ever been involved and is currently involved. Without everybody, we cannot do this. And for the church, for reaching out to these folks, you know, I'm going to talk about this. We can't do this without each other. All right? And my mom's here tonight. Hallelujah. This woman, she's got more energy than all of us combined, I'm telling you. So, Mom, when I was in my darkest place, I know that my mom was on her knees and she was praying for me. I appreciate that. She's a good mother. Hallelujah. So, all right. There's a wedding coming up on Friday night at 7 o'clock at Calvary Gospel Church for the Sierra Usaman and Scott Graper. If they would please stand. Stand up. Woo! It makes for a great time when they do a wedding on a Friday night. I love a Friday night wedding. We got married on Friday night. You go get dinner. Take your sweet pea out to dinner. You go to a wedding. You know, you reminisce, you know, and all that stuff. And have a great night afterwards. The reception will be here. And it will be an invite-only reception. Some plans have changed. And it is an invite-only reception. But it is everybody is welcome to the ceremony. And it's going to be a great time. I love this couple. They've done awesome things for God, and I just can't wait to see what they're going to continue to do in Jesus' name. It's exciting. Scott's a really good steam fitter. I work with him at H&H, and the guy, I mean, you know, no matter how hard of a day and no matter how much crud you got on you from working, he's just smiling, and he's a great witness. He has a great witness out there, and people talk about him and love him, and who can't love Sierra? I mean, look at that hat. That thing is sweet. So, all right, praise God. So, welcome everybody to the CIP graduation. Once again, I'm so thankful to be a part of such a rewarding ministry. For those of you, does anybody here that doesn't know what CIP is, what goes on? All right, for those of you that don't know what the CIP is, it's a 20-week alcohol and drug treatment program where we take people who are incarcerated at Dane County Jail and or off the streets. It's not just a This isn't just a jail ministry. This is for any whosoever will. You know, we've had several saints come through the program, and you know, it's just awesome. But they might have taken a wrong turn in life and want some biblical help getting back on track. Has anybody here ever needed some help getting back on track? All right. Praise God. We all need some help. Hallelujah. And our goal is to equip them with the tools and the knowledge and the resources to have a blessed life. Did you know that you are a resource? You are a resource in the kingdom of God. I am a resource. You are a resource. We're all here to help. If we're all in the same mind and same accord, we're all here to help each other out. Right? So we go pick the students up at the Dane County Jail, bring them back here, have class. Class is from 4 to 5. Then we have to have a time of food and fellowship, and of course, church on Sunday night. So tonight, I want to celebrate these folks who have gone through the program, who have made the choice that they're not going to keep doing whatever it is that got them in the trouble that they once were in. Amen? I want to tell you something, church. I don't believe in recovery. I don't believe in recovery. Recovery? What's recovery? Recovery sounds painful. It sounds like a really long time of pain and hurt. I don't believe in recovery. All right? My God is a delivering God. He delivered me once. And I'm not going back, like the song we just sung. He delivered me once, and that's it. You know what I'm saying? When you fix a problem, you keep going back to it. You keep tearing that open. You keep scratching on it. You keep messing with it. Oh, one time. I've been delivered once. God took that taste out of my mouth once. And it's up to me to keep it out, but hey, I'm not going back. Amen, P? All right. Praise God. So tonight, it's all about these men that have made up their mind that they're not going to go back. They're not going to go back to whatever it is that got them in the trouble that they were in, whatever it is that bound them, you know, whatever that was. So I'm going to introduce to you tonight the graduates, and if you would come up, Pastor is going to hand out certificate to you, and then I'd like you to line up over here. Starting by the speaker over there. So, John Evanson, where are you at, brother? Woo! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Where is young son LaRon D. Smith? Come on up, brother. Woo! For those of you that don't know, this is Renee and I's new roommate. We have a party every single night. Sweet Pea cooks for us, and we make sure to tell her it's great. Amen, Ron. Hallelujah. Where's William Flowers? There he is. William Flowers has a giving spirit. He, no matter what the circumstance was, if I couldn't find somebody to mop, he was quick to grab the mop and mop the floor. He did such a good job. Over and over. Tyler Caveman Donlin, come on up. Woo! I love that beard. James Chase, come on up. That's a hard-working man right there. Last but not least, this man has worked very hard to get where he is. Nick Lyons. Come on up, buddy. There he is. Praise God. So at this time, I'm going to pass the microphone over to these gentlemen and let them go ahead and speak what's on their mind. Here you go, Nick.
First off, I just want to thank Noah and all my graduates and just the fellowship and love I've felt since I've been coming, and it's going to continue. So I'm going to make it short for the rest of these guys. Thank you.
I just want to start off by saying thanks, Noah, for getting me up here when you know I got stage fright, but it's all right. I don't think anything could have been scarier than the past 13 years that I've lived. You know, and standing in front of a crowd of people that actually care so much about me. So I just want to thank the CIP and all the people here.
Well, I just want to say thank you, Noah, obviously. Mom right there for helping me out through this whole ordeal. And all of you guys for having caring hearts and not caring we have a little extra accessory on our wrist and still appreciating us for who we are. And yeah, thank you all.
I just want to thank Noah and the CIP helpers for getting me through this program.
What's up, young son? I would like to thank God, first and foremost, for putting you people in my life, taking the time to just open my eyes a little bit. I would like to individually thank Noah, Kelvin, Brooke, Renee, Caleb, Jackie, Ricky, Moms, there you go, I see, got the fan up here, you see, you know, Jason, Marv, and whoever else I forgot, Graper, where you at, man? I see, yep. Everybody else, I just like to thank y'all. New friends, new family, I feel welcome. I feel like, you know, I'm ready to do whatever God needs me to do so we can get out here and get some more people in here. So.
I'd also like to thank God. I'd like to thank Calvary Gospel, the entire congregation and the pastors. I'd like to thank my guys from 4i, the A-Team, Tyler, Tim Sussex is here, my guy Shane in the back with the red beard, cool motorcycle guy, also one of the best Christians I've ever met, and Shane, you helped me through some very difficult days, thank you, I appreciate it, good friend. I've had the opportunity three times in my life to say, hey, that guy is special, there's something about him that's special. One was a professor I had in college. One was a trial lawyer I worked with for 12 years who mentored me. And the third time in my life that I've said, hey, that guy is special, Noah. Noah is special. We're blessed to be in his presence. And I mean that. I'd also like to thank Kelvin and Jason for your friendship and your guidance throughout the last 6 months. It's been tough, and thanks, everybody.
Go ahead and stay here. Hallelujah. Church, this is what it's all about. Woo! That's the fruit of our labor. Praise God. You want to go up there?
Thank you, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. What we're going to do now, remain standing, please. We're going to pray for our graduates. This is just this is an awesome thing that we're doing. I don't know if you feel that. We've seen countless of times students stand here. Our church has got all over. We have people dating all the way back to the very beginning of the CIP program. What an awesome program. But what an awesome God. Let us pray. God, we stand in awe in your presence. We're thankful, God, that these students have made up their mind to give their heart to you, to turn around, to go in a different direction, to say no to all of the things that they were hooked on that took them into the jail system. And I pray, God, you keep your hand upon them, Lord. Every day that they live, God, would you guide them? Would you direct them? And Lord Jesus, life keeps going. When they're out of the Huber Center, I pray, God, you'd protect them until that great day that they enter into eternal life. Be with them, God. Guide them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, give them a big hand again as they go and they're seated.
All right, guys. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's a good group of men right there. John asked me to make mention. He didn't see Joel, but Joel Thorpe came tonight to support him. It's pretty awesome. John doesn't live in Madison. He lives down by Oconomowoc. And kind of a cool story. Lauren was here one Sunday night, and John had asked, well, where is there another, is there a Pentecostal church like this down where I'm going to be staying? And Renee introduced the two and said, as a matter of fact, there is, the Oconomowoc Church. And he got out, and if I'm getting the story correct here, he went to bed that night, that Saturday night, but he said, Lord, if I can find that piece of paper that has that name of that church on it tomorrow morning, I'm going to go to that church. And wouldn't you know it, next morning he woke up and right on top of his dresser was that piece of paper. And he's been going to that church ever since out in Oconomowoc. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Isn't it God good? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Joel, for investing time. It's what we're here for, right? Amen. Praise God. So let's get into the message. Tonight, I want to talk about racing. Woo! Who here likes a good race? All right. Praise God. There are so many different kinds of racing. There is NASCAR racing, where cars go really fast in a circle. They just keep going left. And they don't have a right blinker, all right? There is IndyCar racing. There's even semi-truck racing. There is motorcycle racing, right? And the list goes on and on and on. You know, you can race on roller skates. Or you can race on anything. Something with wheels, some without. Boats. I used to have a boat. I loved racing my boat. All right. But then there is my favorite kind of racing. Anybody know what that is? The supper table? Yeah, I like that. Amen. The supper table. I love drag racing. I love a good drag race. Amen? If you don't know what that is, it's where two cars line up at the starting line. They go from a complete stop in a straight line to the finish line. The track is only a quarter mile long. Some are eighth mile tracks, but the more popular is a quarter mile track. I love this racing because it requires a lot of horsepower to be fast and competitive. I just love the sound of a screaming big block at the line. Just, you know, 1,000 horsepower and the thing's just making all kinds of noise. And I love that. It's great. So the car is at the line, builds up power, and takes off like a rocket ship. It keeps on gaining speed until the end, where most cars are going so fast that they need a parachute to help them stop. I love this kind of racing so much that my friend and I, we spent 5 years building a 1965 Chevy Nova station wagon. That orange one right there doing the wheelie, that's the car. Me and my friend Ben built that car right there. That car was a complete pile of garbage when we brought it home. It didn't have any floors in it. It didn't have anything in it. There was no motor in it. There was nothing there. It was just a shell, and that shell was tattered. The car now has a 540 cubic inch big block Chevrolet engine in it. It produces 850 horsepower, and that car in that pass right there ran a 9.7 second quarter mile pass to the tune of 140 miles per hour. That's one fast grocery getter. Okay, now so enough of that nonsense. Let me relate to, you know, the streets. How about at the stoplight when it's just you and the other person next to you? Oh, where's Scott? And you look over, and there's that guy, and he's looking at you, and you just kind of both, you know, the head nod. You both know what's happening. The light's red, and I know for me, for people that I've heard do this, I'm looking at the other light. I'm looking at the other light because I'm getting ready to wind this thing up so I can time it. When that light turns red over here, I know the light in front of me is coming up green. So the other, you know, so you spool her up and you get ready to go and the light turns green and you both punch it and it's off to the races you go. And you're just like, whoa! And you get to the next light, and whoever won, you know, they're cheesing. They're like, yeah, you know. Got the window down. They're like, yeah, you know. And the other guy, he's either got his window up and he's like. But he ain't looking over. You know he ain't looking over because he just got smoked. Or he's really cool and he's like, yeah, man, good race. You know. And that's what makes it fun. But I don't know anything about that. All right, so we're going to talk about racing tonight, as you can see. Racing can be a lot of fun, right? Amen? Let's talk about another kind of racing, though. I'm going to spiritualize racing tonight a little bit, if that's okay with you guys. How about the race of life? The question is, what kind of race are you running? What kind of race are you in? Whose race are you in? Is it a rat race? Ooh, does it have purpose? What is going to be the prize at the finish line of this race? These are questions I need to ponder. We need to ponder. I need to ponder. Paul wrote in Philippians 3:14, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. The word press right there means race. So if I say that again, it says, I race toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Who's racing for the prize tonight? Who's racing for the prize? Hallelujah. You see, I believe there is a race going on right now in all of our lives. It's a race for our final destination. It's a race between good and evil. It's a race for our souls. In Ephesians 6:12, Paul tells us, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Whether you know it or not tonight, there is a race going on for your soul. Amen? The devil just keeps sending subliminal messages, whether it be through social media, TV, whatever. But these things are there, and, you know, we see them, and we got to guard ourselves. Because the devil wants us all to go to hell, right? I mean, come on, misery loves company, right? But we are the church, and we're talking about racing here. And in every race, there is a winner and there is a loser. I don't know about you, but I want to be in that winner's circle. Amen? We need to watch out, because the affairs of this life, the deceitfulness of riches, can cause us to lose focus on what's important. You may think that you're running the right race. Now, don't get me wrong here, guys. I love having hobbies. Right now, I got a pickup truck in my garage, and it's all torn down, and it's in a zillion pieces, and I really enjoy working on that thing. But if I put my hobbies before my ministry, my witness, and my family, then what does that say? It means that my truck or my hobby is more important than anything else. You know, again, don't get me wrong. I'm not against having hobbies. I think they're great. We need to have things to do. You know, we need to sometimes, I just need to get away. Honey, I'll be in the garage. I'm going to go in there. I'm going to work on the truck. And, you know, there's a time for everything. There's a time and place for everything. But if your hobby is more important than church, you need to get your priorities in line. And think about what eternal consequences that hobby can have on your soul. Amen? I need to come to church and hear the word. I need to be under the authority of my pastor. He keeps me in line when I'm not right. He keeps us all in line when we're not right. These men are watching out for our souls, and I am so appreciative of them. I'm going to take this back now a little bit. Has anybody here seen the movie Days of Thunder with Tom Cruise? Okay, I thought there was going to be more people, but it was a movie, okay, where Tom Cruise, it's a younger Tom Cruise, and he's learning to become a race car driver. He's out racing on the track. He's practicing racing, you know, he's out on the track. And he says over his radio to his crew chief, "These guys keep on running into me. They keep on running into him, you know." And he's out on the track, and some of his own team and stuff, they're running into him. And the crew chief says, "They're not running into you." He says, "What?" He said, "Man, Rubin's racing." All right? So, now, what does that mean? It, you know, you guys are like, what is he talking about? Rubin's racing, right? Rubin's racing. Rubin's racing, church. We need each other to win this race. Who wants to make heaven their home? Jesus sent them out two by two to win this world. See, I need you folks to bump into me every once in a while to keep me in line, or maybe to aid or add in the witness of another person that I might be working with. Right, Carl? You see, Carl planted, Noah watered, and God gave the increase. Pastor Roy planted, Larry watered, and God gave the increase. Amen? Praise God. We're all on the same team. We need each other. So remember, Rubin's racing. We need each other. Bumping into each other. Helping each other out. Church, we can't serve God and the world. Right? It's kind of hard to serve God and try to keep up with the Joneses. That's a race you're just going to lose. If you're trying to keep up with the Joneses, you've already lost. See, the Joneses are destined for the lake of fire if they aren't right with God. The sad part about people like the Joneses is they don't even know it. That's sad. They're just trying to fill a hole in their heart with the latest and greatest. But that's a hole that only God can fill. That hole that the Joneses are trying to fill with the big house and the cars and woody woody woo, all that stuff that they got, you know, that they have no idea that hole that they're trying to fill can only be filled by Jesus. You see, I want to win the Joneses instead of keeping up with them. I want to win them. If you begin to pray for the Joneses and ask God to open a door to win them and bring them to the truth, now you're winning the eternal race. Amen? Once again, I'm shooting for the winner's circle, church. I understand that the winner's circle is filled with joy unspeakable. Does anybody here have joy unspeakable? When times are rough, you just say, "You know what? Devil, you're a liar. God filled me with joy unspeakable. When I got that precious Holy Ghost, he gave me the power." I can say, "Nope, get back. I got joy unspeakable. You ain't messing with me today." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We will get to cast our crowns at our King, at the feet of our King. Jesus set the pace for this race 2,000 years ago in the Gospels when he taught us what it means to be a Christian. He showed us. He told us about the kingdom of heaven. And in the book of Acts, makes it very clear on what we must do to get there. If you don't know, I'm going to cover that in a little bit here. This race that we're talking about is very short in the grand scheme of things. The Bible says so in James 4:14, "Whereas you do not know what will happen tomorrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away." It's short. It seems to me, I graduated high school yesterday, and it's been 15 years. Where did the time go? What did I do with the time? And what am I doing with my time now? Whose race am I in? Back when I was in high school, I think I was in the wrong race. I think I was doing the wrong things. But, you know, my wife and I, we talked about this actually just recently, is, you know, I feel like a kid again. I feel I feel like, you know, since I got the Holy Ghost, I feel like a kid again. I feel like them years that I wasted, and I'm not going to say that I wasted, but the time that I spent locked up, and not even locked up, but just bound and oppressed by my addictions, the things, you know, that time when I was doing all of that stuff, I feel like God has given me back that time, and he's given me that youth back, that youth, that time that was spent through all that nonsense. Since I got the Holy Ghost, I feel like a kid. I feel like a kid again. I feel like a kid all the time, and I feel like that's God. God restores. He's a God of restoration. He'll give you that time back. He'll give you them feelings that you missed out on. He'll give you all that back. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In some races, we sprint the whole time. It's a short, fast race full of power and lots of adrenaline, a drag race. Some races are long and drawn out, where the race can actually last 24 hours. There's a race in the desert where trucks actually will, they'll race, is it in the Mojave, Kelvin? They run 24 hours, they run through the desert all day and all night. It's a 24-hour race. And, you know, I sometimes see in our walk with God, we can come out of the gate running really hard and full blast, and maybe not knowing as much as we think we do. You know, we can get, I mean, it's okay because we don't know that we don't know. But when you come out like that, you can get knocked down easily, and the devil just loves that. He'll knock you right down, take you right off guard. And that's not how it should be. Amen. I look at men like Brother Irvin Manley, for those of you who had the privilege to know him, unbelievable man. This man ran his race slow and steady for 100 years. Hallelujah. And you cannot tell me otherwise. That man, he received his prize. He ran that race slow and steady. Pastor Thomas always asks, you know, he asked me, you know, when I was very new and came here, you know, hey man, how do you eat an elephant? How do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. One bite at a time. This race, we just, one foot in front of the other. Jesus said in Matthew 24:13, but he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Amen? He that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. James said in James 1:12, blessed is the man who endures temptation, for when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those who love him. I want to endure. I want riches that will last. I don't need a big, huge house in this life, but hey, man, I want a mansion in heaven. Amen? Life is too short to worry about how big your house is, needs to be, or how fast your car or your truck can go. Don't get me wrong. I like fast cars. I like hobbies. I like working on trucks. You know, but when I go to a race, I want to go with someone who I can be a good witness to, all right? I want to go with somebody who might be hungry. They don't know they're hungry, but before that race, the night before, I was on my face praying for them. Here's an opportunity. I'm going to take somebody from work to the race. You know, it's just going to be us two. And you know, I'm the key for him to see it to heaven. You know what I'm saying? On Saturday night, after the race is over, I want to be able to say, hey, man, I go to an awesome church, and there's a warm pew, and there's a spot for you next to me right there tomorrow. The guy I built that Nova with, he's been calling me lately and asking me about coming to church. He knew me on the other side of the cross. He knew the more wild Noah. He knew the not-so-right Noah. And you know what, church? That was a long time ago, but I've been walking with God for 5 years now, and I am going to see Ben saved. Amen? Slowly but surely, I believe that every time I see him, I leave a nugget of truth with him. And he's a very slow and methodical man, but he's attracted to that. And it's kind of like the race of the tortoise and the hare, right? Everybody know the race of the tortoise and the hare, the bunny and the turtle, right? The hare was fast and full of it, right out of the hole. But the tortoise was slow and steady. He was just slow and steady. The key word there, steady. He won that race. We can't get overwhelmed every day. If I look at this race as a whole, I'm going to have a panic attack and lose. I mean, it's but if I look just at today, and I pray for what is going to happen today, I can't lose, Carl. Amen? If I have my spiritual eyes and ears open, and I'm not thinking about what's going on tomorrow, I'm going to be effective today. If we are praying for God to put someone in our path today that needs to hear a word from us, we can't be thinking about yesterday or tomorrow. Pastor asked us a while back, he said, "Church, I want you guys to pray every day for God to send somebody who's hungry across your path. But don't bother praying if you're not going to do anything, if you're not going to be ready. If you don't want to help them, if you don't want to be that person, don't say it, because you could mess something up eternally." And that, I don't mean to get serious, but that's serious to me. You know what I'm saying? Hallelujah. If the praise singers could come. Praise God. Whose race are you in? Church, I do believe we are on the back straightaway. Can I get a show of hands here? Who believes that Jesus walked this earth, who bled and died for our sins, so we could be set before him sinless? All right? So if you believe that Jesus was here once already, and you believe in his word, you have to believe that he's coming back again to get his church. He said it. I don't know about you, but I want to stand before him and hear, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." Amen? This is the most important race in our lives. Nothing matters more than this eternal race. I believe in heaven and hell. And I've read what Jesus said about what hell is going to be. It's like what it's going to be like. And I don't want to go there. It's important. This race is important. Hebrews 12:1 says, "Therefore we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses at church, at the playground, at school, at home, wherever you are, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us." I don't know about you guys, but I want to go racing. I want to race. I got some close friends at work that I've became really close with, and I want to see them boys saved. I want to rejoice in heaven. I want to with them. It's important to me. I want to see these people. I want to see these people at an altar of repentance. I want to join up with them. You know what I'm saying? I want to join up with the church and win this race. CIP, we don't have a whole lot of time. Life is short. And I just want to say that if you could stand. Hallelujah. I want to let you know that you can start this race tonight. If you haven't already, you can start this race by racing up to this altar and repenting of your sins and forsaking this world. Start living for God, living a blessed life with the favor of the Lord. Would you come forward and pray? If you want to join this team, if you want to run this race. Hallelujah. You can be baptized in the name of Jesus for the remission of sins and receive the Holy Ghost, which will give you the power to stay delivered, to endure them temptations of life, and to keep your holy motor running. Lord, we need him. We need him. Would you come forward? Maybe your race will begin tonight with a healing. If you're sick in body, come forward. We want to pray with you. Hallelujah. If you're getting married on Friday, come forward. We want to pray with you. Hallelujah. Maybe you've been racing for a long time and you need a boost of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.